on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Emily Washburn is a Daily Citizen writer and issues analyst with Focus on the Family. She put out an article just a couple days ago, May 6th, titled, Feds Ask Parents, Did You Know Gender Ideology Can Be Promoted in Kids' TV Shows? Emily, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.
Thank you for having me.
Well, anyone with small children and grandchildren around, what great information this is to equip parents to be aware of some of the things going on. And I assume more covertly than overtly. What did you find?
Yeah, it's become more overt in the past couple of years for sure. But basically, TV shows do not have to tell you if they're inserting gender ideology into children's TV. So whereas they have to tell you if they're putting in fantasy violence or sexual scenes or crude language, they don't have to tell you if they're going to talk about sex and gender. And so your child is going to be ingesting that ideology sometimes as young as seven, even younger.
Wow. Well, I know based on your article that it caught the attention of the Federal Communications Commission. What's going on there?
Yeah, so they got enough complaints from parents about inaccurate TV show ratings that they actually have opened up a public comment period for parents and other citizens to let them know what they've experienced. And they're going to reevaluate whether age ratings are doing what they're supposed to do. And the reason that we have age ratings in the first place is because in 1996, Congress determined that because TV has such a large influence on our children, parents have the right to know what is in their children's television and have the right to then be able to shut it off. So they have to know beforehand what's coming on and then be able to turn it off.
Well, the FCC opening this period of public comment, I want to make sure the parents are aware of this opportunity. It runs through May 22nd, according to your article. And I really want to drive people to the dailycitizen.org. Where they can find the article from Emily Washburn, Feds Ask Parents, do you know gender ideology can be promoted in kids' TV shows? Just do a search for Emily Washburn and you'll see probably that and other articles. But in your article, in this one, you do have a link where parents can submit comments and really kind of chime in. Since the FCC is taking a closer look, as does our friends at Focus on the Family and Plugged In. I know Paul Acey had some comments as well.
Yes, yeah, he was very generous to comment. He actually says that LGBT comment in children's shows and is one of the things that parents email Plugged In the most about.
So this isn't something new to television or to the government being involved, including some, I don't know if it was legislation or, yeah, it was a legislation through Congress back in 1998. Can you let us know more about that?
Yeah, so in 1996, the Congress passed the Telecommunications Act, which I briefly mentioned a little bit earlier. It basically said that TV has a, quote, uniquely pervasive influence on the lives of American children. And because of that, parents have the right to know what is coming up on TV and then the right to be able to shut it off. So they have the right to determine their children's entertainment. And in order to do that, they sort of gave the media industry an ultimatum. They said, either you can create your own age rating system that conforms to our guidelines, or we're going to create one for you. So by 1998, the media industry had created the age rating system that we're familiar with now, which starts down at TVY, which are TV shows that are designed for children, and goes all the way up to TVMA, which are TV shows that are designed for adults. And then they have some letter combinations that indicate specific kinds of objectionable content. So like the letter D would indicate suggestive dialogue. The letter combination FV would indicate fantasy violence. And there are a couple of others. But particularly, there is nothing within this system that says that they can't put gender ideology in TVY or TVY7 shows. So you can have a transgender character in a show like Bluey or something that's meant for toddlers.
So, Emily, not only should we be connecting with the FCC as parents and grandparents, you know, anyone who has any kind of oversight into what children are watching on television, but I really appreciate in your article, you really hit some points as to the why we should be doing this. And again, you can find in the article by Emily Washburn at thedailycitizen.org a link where you can go and make these comments to the FCC. But could you walk us through some of those? I think they're really important. What you included towards the end of the article in the way of really why this is so important.
Yeah, so the Daily Citizen is encouraging parents to hit on 4 points in their comments. The first is we're encouraging the FCC to require the media industry to warn parents when a TV show contains gender ideology so that they can choose to turn it off or prevent their child from watching it. We are also encouraging the FCC to require the media industry to rate a show which contains gender ideology inappropriate for children. This is not an ideology that children under 7 should be able to watch. I would even say children under 14 probably shouldn't be able to access it. We also want to see change in the group that oversees the age rating system. So right now it's primarily overseen by members of the media industry itself. And there are there's virtually no family groups or faith-focused groups that are making their presence known, making their perspective known. So we would like that regulatory group to seek out and invite faith and family-focused groups to sit on their board. And we also want to limit the number of media industry and industry-funded groups to be less than a majority so that there's a better chance that age rating standards are actually upheld.
Well, so much, Emily, appreciate the energy and insight and research you put into this article. I want to remind the parents, they'll find it at thedailycitizen.org along with the link where you can communicate your concerns and comments to the FCC, including some instructions towards the end of the article for when you click the link. The quote-unquote preceding number that you must enter is 19-41. You'll find that on the article, but I want to make sure to mention that. And thank you so much, Emily, for what you're doing to protect children and families through the work at the Daily Citizen and focus on the family. And maybe just a quick reminder to parents, you know, regardless of how this all pans out, the importance of being engaged with what your children are watching and how important it is to have discussions.
Well said. Yeah, this is, you know, the government is going to do what the government does. But one thing is for sure, parents need to be very careful about what their children are watching and ingesting. And that's why focus on the family groups like Plugged In and the Daily Citizen are so important. And you can find all of us at Focus on the Family's website, focusonthefamily.com. And yeah, we're just happy to be part of the fight.
All right. Well, Emily Washburn, always happy to have you sit in for Glenn Stanton. Thanks for doing that today and look forward to having you back on again.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.